सरस्वती वीरो तत्वानावरणम पुरुषान मनोविप्राह मनोविप्राह गुरु यस्टरडे दिस योग सिस्टम एनीथिंग attempting to understand the absolute truth is called yoga. Yoga means this Bhagavad Gita is bhakti yoga. Conversation between the Lord and the devotee. Arjuna is a devotee and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. So when there is serious conversation between the devotee and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what should be the subject matter of conversation? Suppose if a big businessman is talking with his secretary seriously, so anyone can suggest what is the subject matter of this? It must be about business. When a big businessman talking to his business secretary, what will be the subject matter of the talk? It must be business. Similarly, bhakti means the transaction between the Lord and the devotee. Bhakti is the dealing. Sambandha, Vidya, prayer. The whole Vedic system as performed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sambandha, Vidya and prayer. Actually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishtha Sarvai Aham Eva Vedaishtha. The Vedic subject matter is to understand Krishna. And who can understand Krishna? That is explained by Krishna. Bhavanam Janmanam Adhyam Manishanam Sahasyeshu Pasti Vedati Siddha Jatanati Siddhyanam Pasti Vedinam Pasti. To understand Krishna or God is not very easy subject. Manishanam Sahasyeshu, out of many millions of human beings, Pasti Vedati Siddha, hardly one may shine for perfection of life. But not all. There are millions and millions of persons all over the world. But some of them come here in Vrindavan to achieve perfection. Not that everyone is eager to make this perfect life. Everyone is working very, very hard, like asses, dogs, to enjoy self-satisfaction, eating, sleeping, mating, depending. This is their business. Out of many such business, we have traveled all over the world, all Western countries. There are only busy for this purpose, eating, sleeping, making a difference. So out of many, many millions of such persons, try to understand what is the value of life, how to make the life perfect. Manushyanam has said, and those who are trying to achieve perfection, most of them are trying to understand the Absolute Truth, karmakandiya, by performing yogas, charitable work, opening the school, colleges, hospitals, pious activities, karmi. For me means those who are aspiring to execute pious activities. Those who are acting for impious activities, they are called bhikkhu. They are not good. Karma bhikkhu karma. Bhikkhu means those who are acting against the principle of bearing punishment. They are bhikkhu. And Kormi's name, those who are working. According to the direction of Vedas, they achieve higher standard of knowledge. They are Kormi. So Kormi, Vikormi, mostly taking all as working under the direction of Vedas, except. So, after many millions of such Kormi, one becomes daring. Daring, so means one who has understood the spiritual position, who is daring. And that is perfection or sin. And some of them are yogis. They are also trying for austerity, animality. Prapti, Vihita, Vihita. There are eight kinds of yogic system and yogic perfection. So, Kormis are trying to achieve the perfection by elevating themselves to the higher planetary system, Sarvalo, Vinalo, Manalo, Kapolo, Brahmalo. Gyanis are trying to go further to merge in the Brahma effulgent, impersonal Brahma. Everyone is trying to siddha, and yogis, they are also trying to achieve eight kinds of yoga siddhi, to become smaller than the smallest, to become lighter than the lightest, to become bigger than the biggest. And whatever they like, dignity, literacy, visita, visita, prapti. So there, everyone is trying for siddhaye, siddhi. Manushyanam sahasrasya, kvaschidyavati siddha, ordinary person, then come to the right platform of karmakanda, jnanakanda. They are all trying for siddhi, kvaschidyavati, not all. But some of them. Nishanam also is a question. Jatatama Pisidhya. And those who have first achieved perfection in the Tapa Kanda, Dhyana Kanda, Yoga practice, mystic law, Jatatama Pisidhya, they do not know people. But Kasti, out of them, many of them, millions of them, one can understand. So, to understand Krishna is not so easy thing. Krishna can be understood by the mercy of Krishna, not by these karma kanda, jnana kanda, yoga kanda, vatma. That will be explained. Bhaktamama Vijana. Krishna never said that God can't understand you by practicing karma kanda or jnana kanda or mystic yoga practice. No. Krishna never said. So, Bhagavad Gita is the knowledge by which you can understand Krishna. Therefore, here it is said, even Vasati Yoga. This yoga means not that eightfold mystic yoga. This yoga means bhakti yoga. And we find also in the Bhagavad Gita that a first class yogi, jnana yogi, karma yogi, dhyana yogi, bhata yogi, out of many such yogis, yoginam ki sarvesam, out of many more yogis, yoginam ki sarvesam, sarvesam, mandato antara. Antaratma is in the core of the heart, who has accepted Krishna only to think from. Mandato antara. Sadhyavan, the faith and assistance. Bhajati maam. Bhajati means bhakti. Bhakti comes from the word bhajata. So this word has been used, bhajati maam, in English in devotion. Yoginavati sarvesa. Madhvata antaram. A person is keeping me always within him, into the core of the heart. The best example are the gopis. They have no other business than to cook Krishna always within him. Gopis requested Krishna, please, if you get out from our heart, then we can concentrate to our household food. The yogis and monks and their saintly persons, they are trying to keep you within the heart. And we request you, kindly go out of our heart so that we can concentrate on our household food. They couldn't. They wanted to do it, but they couldn't. This is gopi's picture. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised Brahma Kachi Upasana Gajavadhu Varga Vija. There is no better method of worship than it was done by the gopis. Because gopis always kept Krishna pure. So therefore, they are the most perfect yogis. Because Krishna said, yoginamati sarvesam, madgata antaram, bhajati, sadhyavan nirvati, samyajati. So, they are the perfect. Jatatamati siddhyam, siddhyanam, paschim, vekhimam, tattvam. In the Vrindavan dham is to practice that yoga system, following the footsteps of the gopis. That is stated by Srinivasa, the prayer of Goswami. Tattva sudhistaja sureshu, tattva sudhistaja, tattva mandala putisane sadha kuchha, mandala sane, Mandalapati Shri. Mandalapati means great leaders, political leaders, social leaders. They are called Mandalapati. Still, in Indian village, the chief man is called Mandal in the land. So, Mandalapati, there are many villages, and above them there is one, there are Mandalapati. Rupa Goswami was minister. Naturally, he had connection with many Mandalapati. Mandalapati will become the same political leader, minister. Tattha Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani. Not one, two Mandalapati Sani was coming to see him for interview. But Asesa, many. Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandalapati Sani, Sadatthiksha. Vidyava, began and then become. I did not lie, what is the nonsense? See this Mandalapati. So he gave up. Tattvātu namasesa mandalam padisanin salātukchapa. Then what did he become? One gives up something and accepts another. One cannot even take it. If you give up something, then you must take something. That is what he described. Param distant. If you find something better, then you can do a big thing. If you get the good life, then you are good. You are eating something sweet, good. But if you get rasgulla, like that, then you prefer to give up full and to the param distant. They say, to give up means to accept something better. So all these ministers, Sanatana Goswami, Revolution, Tattva Turnam Asesa Mandal, their aristocratic association. All the ministers, Jamindas, big men, they used to sit down with them, talk with them, eat with them. That was his business. But he gave up. Tattva Turnama Sivisham Mandalapati. Buddha Dina Ganesha Kau Paranaya Kau Pina Pantasa. And they accepted, they thought it better to become a beggar. Then he must have taken some valuable thing. What is that? Bhutya dina ganesha kaupalaneya. Kaupina kantha. Accepted kaupin and kantha. As you see in Vrindavan, there are many. Imitation of Guru Goswami, Kopin and Kantha. Bhutva Dina Ganesha Kurukaranaya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement means to reclaim the downtrodden mass of people. Bhutya Dina Ganesha Kurukaranaya, becoming compassionate upon them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment made to become compassionate to the poor people. Poor people mean that those who are poor in spiritual understanding, Krishna consciousness, they are poor. They are thinking. They are very big men. But they are the poorest because they are losing the chance of understanding Krishna in this human form of life. They are thinking this motor car or this big high palatial buildings and grand buildings and big business profit. That is the aim of achievement. No, that is not the aim of achievement. The aim of achievement is to athata brahma jigyasa. To understand them. That is the aim of achievement. But they are not interested in that aim of achievement. Therefore, very, very few. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's business or mission is to reclaim these poor women, those who are not interested in spirituality. So Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami wanted to help Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, they also resigned the exalted post of ministry. And Bhuktya Dhinamanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered them to go to Vrindavan and exhibit the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna. Vrindavan means it is the gift of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So they came and became mendicant, simply lying flat, one potter plant. You have seen the picture. While Dhinavan is a good person, who did contribution of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidatta Madhava, Vidatta Madhava, so many other poems written on Jiva Goswami, Satsanga, so that these poor people can take advantage of this book and they develop their dharma and Krishna. That is their gift to the human society. But from material point of view, they all of a sudden began Kaupina Kanthasito and they were ministers. How they could lead, it is not possible. We have taken some that. But still, we are covering his body, sitting in a comfortable room, because we are not practiced to accept such severe type of renouncement. But Yukta Vaidya, we should not imitate unnecessarily. Dress is like Rupa Goswami. But cannot give up bill. Not that. I cannot give up the attraction of bill. And how I can give up the life of a materialistic man? So abruptly to jump to imitate Rupa Goswami is not possible. This is another deep thought. Of Kṛṣṇadānta Saraswati. But don't imitate the Rupa Goswami. Better gradually try to renounce. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested, sthāne sthitā sutigatāṁ tanumāṁ. Don't try to change your garment all of a sudden. Better remain situated in your place. But try to hear about the Supreme Lord from the realized soul. Anisthita-sitigatāna-kunuvāṁ. In this way, gradually, you'll be able to conquer the Supreme Lord. Ajita. Krishna-yajita. Nobody can conquer the Supreme Lord. But if you simply hear of Krishna, then gradually you'll be able to conquer the Supreme Lord. This is the problem. Krishna-bhāvā, hearing of Krishna-bhāvā is so important. Sinnatāna-sabhatā-kṛṣṇa-punna-sabhanati. If you hear about Krishna from sarva-pṛṇitā, not from the, professional man, who are talking of Krishna to make a business, profession, to maintain health, not that kind of sarva-pṛṇitā. Those who are actually realized, not Krishna businessmen, those who are making business in Krishna, to hear from them will never benefit. But you have to hear from really realized souls, right? Understood. And it is from Krishna. So that is called Sanmukhita Bhagavad Yoga. Therefore, satsanga is very, very important. Hearing about Krishna. Savanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhagavatam. అచ్చరం వందనం దాసం తత్వ అష్టి శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు విష్ణు. సో దే ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ పర్సన్స్ ఆర్ రియలైజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ టు హియర్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు. సో మనుష్యానాం శాస్త్రేషు కచ్చిత్ ది యోగీస్ కర్మీస్ జ్ఞానీస్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ అబౌట్ హియరింగ్ కృష్ణ. దే ఆర్ ట్రాయింగ్ టు బికమ్ కృష్ణ. దట్ ఈస్ అనదర్ మాయా. Nobody can become Krishna. To become Krishna is ludicrous. Krishna, when he was present, he never tried to become Krishna. He was Krishna from his beginning. That is good. Krishna killed the Putana, demon. When you have 3 months old child, so he has no chance practicing mixed yoga to become Krishna. Nowadays it has become a fashion to become God by mystic yoga. That kind of God is not Krishna. So try to become Krishna. That means he was not Krishna. Now by mystic yoga he has become Krishna. This theory is most ludicrous. Krishna cannot be, one cannot become Krishna by some mystic guru. So we are not talking of that Krishna, of that one, who has become God by mystic power. Nobody can become by mystic, but they are thinking. Vimuktam mani, they are thinking like, I have become Narayana, I have become Krishna, I have become God. There, in the Bhagavad it is said, Vimukti mani, Vimuktam mani, thinking that I am not. You find many, many persons, they are thinking that now I have become God. This is another Maya. This is Maya because Bhagavad says, Abhusuddha Buddha, Jinnir Vindapa Vimuttamanna, Tayyasta Bhavat Abhusuddha Buddha. Their intelligence is not yet purified. Not if we no Abhishuddha. Jannero Vindakha Vimut Tai Astavava. Because they cannot understand you. They cannot understand Krishna. Therefore their intelligence is not yet purified. Abhishuddha Buddha. Arujya Kuchena. Therefore, in spite of their practicing austerities and penances very severely underway, Arujya Kuchena, Parampada, although they achieve a Brahma effulgence, impersonal Brahma understanding, Arujya Kuchena, Parampada, Tata, again they, from there, Padam, Diyadha, falls down. Falls down. There are many examples that they go very high up, land is fallen, sannyasi. Maybe Brahma realized or not realized, they call themselves Brahma, Narayana. But again they come down to the platform of politics. So, param padam tata padam tiyadha padam. Why? Anadita dismadam raya. They could not worship the lotus feet of Krishna. Therefore they have no stand, no stand. And life, they once variegated. Like Anandamaya Abhyasa. Ananda means you have variety. It's like if I alone sit down in this room, that is one kind of Ananda. But when so many devotees come and speak and talk with them about Krishna, that is better. Real Ananda. Ananda means it may. If I eat alone, that is also Ananda. But if I eat with many in a festival, in a function, that is better. So, jiva is anandamaya, abhyasa. By practice, he wants ananda. So, nirvishesha, to leave alone in this car, that is not ananda. We have experience when you fly in the airplane. After some hour, you want to get down. Because this impersonal sky becomes suffocating. Or you go in the sea. Yeah, I have got all experience. After 3 days, 4 days in the sea, we are hankering. Where is land? Where is land? Where is land? Not only that, that Russian, when he went up to the sky, he was trying to find out, looking down to the earth, where is Moscow. And that was in the text. So, a living entity without varieties of ananda, you cannot endure. That is real ananda. It is artificial to become alone without any society, fancy, madras. And that is not ananda. That is not ananda. But because we have got very bad experience of the society, fancy, madras in this material world, the Mayavadis, materialists, imagine another ananda to make it jiva. Because we are getting bad experience of this material variety. Therefore they want to make it jiva. But jiva, he cannot remain in the jiva. That is also another reason. So when he goes to the jiva, arucha-kuchena param padam padam, jiva means neutral state between spiritual and material. Material world is a reflection of the spiritual. And spiritual world is real varieties of ananda. So the impersonalists, because they cannot get information of the spiritual varieties, Krishna's rasa-dance, they think that this rasa-dance is also material, maya. Therefore we call them mayava. Everything maya. Krishna's pastimes is also maya. Therefore mayava. So, to understand Krishna, that we have tried to explain a little bit, it is not very easy. Manushanam sasya pasyukyati kusyukyati yadatama kusyukyana pasyukyati mahatpatya. This yoga system, where we can understand the spiritual varieties of Krishna's existence. That can be understood by bhakti yoga, bhaktyamahamya. Here it is said, manushanam sahasyesu paschidvati visitra jantamati siddhana paschidvati man tata. One cannot understand Krishna, tata-tata, in truth. But that tata-tata can be understood by bhakti yoga. When who has understood Krishna in truth, then he becomes a fit candidate to enter into the spiritual world. Before the creation, I was there. So Krishna's form is not material. Because before material creation, he was there. Now how is form becoming material? Therefore, any person considers Krishna as material. His body is also material. He is a mura. Abhijanam timana mura. mind, with the mind. That Muha thinks Krishna because he is playing just like a human being. Therefore, he is one of us. One of us. Therefore, rest assured, try to imitate Krishna. How you can imitate Krishna? Krishna is not an ordinary human being. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, Matta Parataro Nasti. Hinchi Jasti Dhamindra. Why? The Mayavadi, because they are impersonalists, they cannot understand Krishna. Therefore they think that I am also Krishna. I am also Krishna. Krishna can say, Matta Parataro Nasti. Hinchi Jasti Dhamindra. I cannot say that. But how you can say? First of all, he saw the activities of Krishna. Krishna came to Putana Rakshasi when he was 3 months old. Krishna, as a cowherd boy, was going daily in the forest and he was killing Akasu, Bakasu, Dhanukasu, so many Kusuras. Krishna lived there, the Govardhan hill. Now what is your record of activity? And so you are meditating, you have become Krishna. This is life, this is Maya. Therefore, Jatatama is Siddhanta. He does not know what is Krishna. And he is thinking that I have become Krishna. That is not possible. Therefore, one has to learn the yoga system by which you can understand Krishna. Before learning Krishna, by learning Krishna, you can become the pure devotee of Krishna, not Krishna. That is not. He can even say that now I have become Krishna. Why should I go to see the temple of Krishna? I am Krishna. So they are in one. They are not. Therefore, this yoga system, how to understand Krishna, is described by Krishna in his fourth chapter. Yadivangu sati yugam prasthavana. This system was spoken. So, sun god, river sun. That means the sun god is also his devotee. Not only sun god, all the demigods. They are all devotees of Krishna. Therefore, they are called demigods. And those who are not devotees of Krishna, they are called demons. There are two classes of living beings. One class is called the Deva. Vishnu Bhakta Bhavet Deva. Asurastha Dhivarjan. Those are devotees of Vishnu, Vishnu and Krishna, the same thing. They are called Demigods, Devata. And Asurastha Dhivarjan. And just the opposite number. That's a Hiranyakashipu. He was not devotee of Krishna, but against the devotee of Krishna. Therefore, he is called Oti. Ravana, he was very powerful, but he was not in favor of Lord Ramachandra. Therefore, he was given Rakshasa. So, whatever high qualification he may possess, if you are not a devotee, you are a demon. This is the conclusion of the class. The demons cannot understand Krishna. Only devata, the devotees, they can understand. And Krishna says that this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, was first explained by me to the sun god. Sun god or any other god, moon god, or there are many planets, demigods are there, who Buddhanga Chanti Sattva Pa. They are in Satago, situated in the higher planetary system. And this yoga system was being distributed by the Parampara system, disciples of Sushant. As it is stated here, that Divasan Manavipra, this Divasan Sangha, He explained this system of rule. This son, Manu, Vaivasvata Manu. And Vaivasvata Manu again, this explained this yoga system to Maharaj Ikhaka. Maharaj Ikhaka is the first king of the Surya Vamsa on this planet. Ikhaka, Raghu Vamsa, in that dynasty, not Ram Chandra Hathi. So, Maharaj Ikhaka, then Maharaj Ikhaka explained to his disciple or son. Son or disciple, there is no difference. There are two kinds of disciplic succession, by dynasty or by mantra guru. They both of them are sons. Sons and disciples, they are not defined because they receive the knowledge from the real father or spiritual. So, there is some part to do one to do.
Herein we find the history of the Bhagavad Gita.
Monarch or president, simply to exact taxes. He is for the real benefit of the citizens. So Bhagavad Gita is not a book of Bhagavad Gita for a personal individual. No. It is meant for the whole mass of people, the whole human society. So the leader of the human society, or the leader of the family, everyone should understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And basically the knowledge is about it. The father should know the purpose of Bhagavad Gita and distribute the knowledge to his sons, daughters, family members. Similarly, the king or the president, he must also know Bhagavad Gita. Just that, Devasan Manavai Praha, Manu Khagavai Praha. It is not a subject matter that I read it private and keep it private. It is meant for distribution to the human society. This Krishna consciousness for man is serious, meaning this, that the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita must be spread all over, as it is. Not with mad interpretation. So that is being done in Krishna consciousness for the benefit of all citizens.
Human life?
Right. Because this human life is meant for this world. Human life is not meant for imitating the cats and dogs. Adhata Brahma Jiva. This life is meant for understanding the Supreme Brahma. Therefore, this knowledge must be spread. The school, the college, everywhere. But that's not in private. The leaders, the misleaders, unfortunately, at least in India, they should have done it. Because now, the present political situation, the Congress, they are following the example of, at least they are supposed to follow the example of Mahatma Gandhi. The Mahatma Gandhi, you have seen the photograph of Mahatma Gandhi, he's keeping the Bhagavad Gita in his heart and soul. They are like the teaching, Bhagavad Gita. In the present status of political situation, where is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita? And it is being taught, it is by mad interpretation. That is the defect. Bhagavad Gita should be taught all over the world. I requested Mahatma Gandhi before starting it. When Mahatma Gandhi, you are very devotee of Bhagavad Gita. Now you have taught your Saraj. Let the Saraj management, let your disciples, you teach Bhagavad Gita. people will accept you because you have a position. People respect you. But he did not do it. And I gave him hint of that if you do not do it, then the day will think well. That was done. So, Bhagavad Gita is so important. Not only in India, all outside India, all over the world. It is meant for the Indian society. Krishna is not meant for the Indians or Hindus or like that, Sanatana. Of course, he is for the Sanatana, but we do not know what is Sanatana. Sanatana means Sita. But they have made a sectarian that these people are Sanatana. Sanatana is meant those who are interested in eternal life. They are Sanatana. The Jiva is Sanatana. Lord is Sanatana. And there is another word. There is called Sanatana. Sanatana. Parastasmat bhava anya. Sanatana. So, the relationship between the Supreme Sanatana, Krishna, and the subordinate Sanatana, the living entity, in the Sanatana Dharma, there is called Sanatana Dharma. So Sanatana Dharma means this Bhakti Yoga. Sanatana Dharma. But they do not know. Sanatana Dharma means having a teeth in the mouth, in the forehead. So, Sanatana will be explained. Mamai Vamsa Jeeva Bhita Jeeva Loka Sanatana. Varastha Smata Bhavanya Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatana. So, this science which teaches people, Sanatana, to meet the Supreme Sanatana at the place where it is known as Sanatana. There is Sanatana. There is Sanatana. Sanatana Dharma, that which is meant for all human beings. The science which teaches the eternal relationship, the human being's eternal relationship with the Supreme Sanatana. That is Sanatana. It is not a sectarian function. No. Of course, there is sectarian, just that we have also taught the function, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, that is really Sanatana, to chant Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Sadhana.
Right. And the executive heads of all states and all planets are obliged to impart this lesson to the citizens by education, culture, and devotion. In other words, the executive heads of all states are intended to spread the science of Krishna consciousness so that the people may take advantage of this great science and pursue a successful path, utilizing the opportunity of the human form of life. In this millennium, the sun god is known as Vivashwan, king of the sun, which is the origin of all planets within the solar system. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Vishchakshareśa savita sakala grahanam rajasyamastra sura murutra sisa tejaha visignaya bhramati shumbritra kala chakru uvinda mari purushan tamaham brajami. Let me worship.
The sun is moving in its own orbit. It is about 16,000 miles per minute. The location is not fixed. Vishyantaya bhramati sam bhuta kala chakra. It is not right. Sun is also moving. It is not fixed. So, Vishyantaya, therefore he is devotee of Krishna. And Krishna taught him the bhakti yoga. Vishyantaya bhramati sam bhuta kala chakra. Going from the sun is also under control of Krishna.
Let me worship, Lord Brahma said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, who is the original person and under whose order the sun, which is the king of all planets, is assuming immense power and
the king of all planets. Because without sunshine, we are all blind. Just like in this night, we have got very proud of our eyes. Can you show me God? So, with defective eyes, he remembers that when the sun god rises before our eyes, he can see. Therefore, yes?
King of our planets. is assuming immense power and heat. The sun represents
as
the
is a thing. Immense heat and power.
The sun represents the eye of the Lord and traverses its orbit in the obedience to his orders.
That God is seeing through the sun, that the sun is the eye. We may do something very secret, but daytime, the sunlight is there. You will be in your room. Rahu can do secret. So, you cannot conceal anything from the eyes of God. It is not possible. You can cheat the police or the state by some secret things, but you cannot do anything. Not only a sun is seeing, but he's sitting within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutana Vibhishara. Now how can hide yourself? You cannot play hide and seek with Krishna.
Wow. Sun is the king of all planets. And the sun god, at present of the name Vivashwan, rules the sun planet, which is controlling all other planets by supplying heat and light. He is rotating under the order of Krishna, and Lord Krishna originally made Vivashwan his first disciple to understand the science of Bhagavad Gita. The Gita is not, therefore, a speculative thesis for the insignificant mundane scholar, but is a standard book of knowledge coming down from time immemorial. In the Mahabharata, we can trace out history of the Gita as follows. Preshta yuga dhau chatato Vivashwan manave dadau Manus chaloka bhriti adhartam shutayi kshvakave dhadav kshvakuna chakatito yapya lokanna vapshitaha. In the beginning of Treta Yuga, millennium, the science of relationship with the Supreme was delivered by Vivashwan to Manu. Manu, being the father of mankind, gave it to his son, Maharaj Kshvaku, the king of this third planet and the forefather of the Raghu dynasty, in which Lord Ramchandra appeared. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita existed in the human society from the time of Maharaj Kshvaku. At the present moment, we have just passed through 5,000 years of the Kali Yuga, which lasts 432,000 years. Before this, there was Dwapara Yuga, 800,000 years, and before that, there was Treta Yuga, 1,200,000 years. Thus, some 2,005,000 years ago, Manu spoke the Bhagavad Gita to his disciple and son Maharaj Kshvaku, the king of this planet Earth. The age of the current Manu is calculated to last some 305,300,000 years, of which 120,400,000 have passed. Excepting that, before the birth of Manu, the Gita was spoken by the Lord to his disciple, the sun god Vivashwan. A rough estimate is that the Gita was spoken at least 120,400,000 years ago, and in human society, it has been extended for 2 million years. It was re-spoken by the Lord again to Arjuna about 5,000 years ago. That is the rough estimate of the history of the Gita. According to the Gita itself, and according to the version of the speaker, Lord Sri Krishna, it was spoken to the sun god, because he was also a Kshatriya and is the father of all Kshatriyas, who are descendants of the sun god, or the Surya Vamsha Kshatriyas. Because Bhagavad Gita is as good as the Vedas, being spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this knowledge is known as Aparushaya, superhuman. Since the Vedic instructions are accepted as they are, without human interpretation, the Gita must therefore be accepted without mundane interpretation. The mundane wranglers may speculate on the Gita in their own way, but that is not Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita has to be accepted as it is, from the disciplic succession, and it is described herein that the Lord spoke to the sun god, the sun god spoke to his son Manu, and Manu spoke to his son Kshvaku.
People are so impatient that they cannot hear it. Very
disappointing.
Very disappointing. simply by hearing. Sthane sthita sudhigatantunu vāmimiti. If one simply hears, never mind, he remains in his own position. Either Grihastha, Sannyasi, or Brahmachari, it doesn't matter. But let him hear, but he cannot listen to hear. And that is the qualification observed in me by my Guru Maharaj. When he accepted me as a chela, at that time he recommended that this boy hears, he does not go out. That was my point. And I was also hearing him. I could not follow him. Still I was trying to hear. That was my point. Let me hear. I used to hear at this meeting, not to understand. Even I cannot understand what is spoken. Still now. But I used to hear. That we accept it. Hearing is so important. The people cannot even hear listen. They have become so disturbed. In case of it, cannot hear. It is things. The hearing becomes things. Maya takes it. Get up, get up.
Yeah. Oh.